If you're thinking about using 2008 to seize the opportunity to try something different, well, it doesn't really come much more different than this. Balloon twisting. Yep, balloon twisting on the radio. Gordon Drayson, the founder of the website balloontwisting.co.uk, is here and he's going to teach us how to wow our friends and children with the top new skill. Aren't you?
Well, I'm going to try. Hello, nice to meet you.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you, yeah.
How on earth did you get into balloon twisting?
I'm also a magician.
Ah, okay.
So I perform at children's parties as well as adult and corporate functions. And balloon twisting was something I sort of decided would be nice to bring into break up the magic during the show.
Yeah, I think I first saw it at a kid's party, yeah, when I was about sort of 6 or 7.
Yeah, a lot of magicians use it. But I've sort of taken it a bit further. I've decided that balloon twisting is fine if you just want to make a dog, but I wanted to take it a lot further and make more intricate models.
When you say more intricate?
Well, sort of bigger, better models as opposed to just a single dog.
So you've done a Meccano thing here rather than the cuddly, teeny tiny...
Sort of, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's have a look
at this
then.
This is something I made specially for you.
Oh, I was wondering what was in that bag. Oh, my Lord.
There we go.
It's a bouquet.
It's a whole bouquet of flowers. 6 flowers with a nice ribbon on it just for you.
Visually, that's beautiful. It's hard to describe, listeners, but also I think the colours of balloons have improved, haven't
they?
They
are. They're
really
very vibrant now.
Yeah.
And there's lots of different colours you can get. There's a whole range of colours.
Straight away, I'm mad for the green on those stems. It's absolutely massive. It's probably as big as the top of my torso. It's an huge bouquet. Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Super.
What else would you give the lovely host than a bunch of flowers?
Well, I'm sure, don't text in on that, listeners, because frankly, I will never get to read those anyway. They look after me here. What are the origins of balloon twisting? How did this all start?
Obviously, you get round balloons. People do decorating. And they make arches and they do columns and things for weddings and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And balloon twisting started because a company that make these balloons decided that they were a little bit restricted to round balloons. You couldn't do as much as they wanted to do. So they created these special balloons that are made a lot stronger than a normal balloon at a children's party to allow you to twist them. So when you twist them, they don't go bang. And you can make all sorts of shapes and put them going all the way around corners and whatever you need to do to make models and characters and flowers.
So that might be where I've been going wrong in the past then. I've just assumed regular balloons should actually be able to do this.
No. There's two things to remember. First thing is get the right balloons.
Yeah.
There are specific modelling balloons. If you buy them from the toy shop, people blow them up. They blow them up too much, which I'll come to in a second, and then they twist them and they burst and they give up and they go elsewhere and do something else with their time. So first thing is get the right balloons, specific balloons for balloon twisting.
Okay.
Second thing is, when you blow up a balloon, you need to leave enough space uninflated at the end of the balloon so that when you twist the balloon, the air has somewhere to go.
Okay.
Because if there's nowhere for it to go and you're twisting a balloon, it will pop.
Madness.
Exactly. So depending on how many twists you're going to be doing, so you need to know what you're going to make before you blow the balloon up, so you can leave the right amount of space. And then depending on how many twists you twist will depend how much space you need to leave at the end of the balloon.
Okay, that makes sense. However, when I've tried this before, and obviously I've got the wrong equipment, duff equipment, I haven't actually known. I think I've just been delighted when I've got two balloons to stay together. That's enough for me.
That is for a lot of people. But it's nice to be able to make a simple model that's recognisable.
Yeah.
Especially for your children.
Yeah, that's true. Should we have a record?
Yeah, go on.
I'm here with Gordon Drayson, who is the self-styled balloonatic, which I love. You're basically a top-notch balloon twisting expert, aren't you?
I like to think so, yes.
That's jolly good too. You're the founder of this website, this www.balloontwisting.co.uk, and this is presumably bringing in twisters from all over the world to get together.
Anyone who's interested in balloon twisting, there's a convention that I go to which is held in Belgium.
Lovely.
Balloon twisters from all over the world come and spend, it's actually about 4 days, balloon twisting, 24-hour balloon twisting. And it's such a great community spirit because you can see someone's model and every model is different and you can look at it and you say, that is beautiful. Go to the person and they'll share that model with you.
You see, I think if you're doing something that's off the beaten track, like, for example, balloon twisting, to meet up with somebody, a like-minded soul, one would be good, but to have a hotel full...
Yeah, it's great.
It must be ecstasy.
It's fantastic. And you come away with lots of new ideas and new friends and new models and balloon twisting ideas. And I thought, it's a shame that it only happens at the convention. It would be really nice if we continue this throughout the year. So I thought, let's build a website. We'll have people coming in to share their knowledge, to put up photos, because you can learn an awful lot about the model from seeing the photos, and talking balloons. And anyone who's interested in it can also come along and join. It's a completely free site. You can have a look at the photos. There's tips. There's little videos on there. You can learn all sorts about balloon twisting.
So what was your first venture into ballooning? What was the first thing you made that you felt really good about?
I think it's the same as most people, which it's a balloon dog.
Ah, yeah.
Nice,
classic
easy
poodle.
Dog. Yeah. Would you like to learn how to make a balloon dog?
I don't think I've got a choice at this particular point, am I? With your lovely face.
Okay, we
pleading with me. But I'm not coming to Belgium with you.
No, you don't have to. I've brought Belgium to you.
And just in that small bag, you are clever.
I do have an awful lot of balloons here, and I've chosen green.
I like that
you
green.
You
like
green.
Yeah.
Yeah, so here we are.
A massive pump is being...
A big, big pump.
Do you hear that?
We're going to leave some space at the end so that you've got room to make some twists. Tighten a knot. That's one of the hardest things.
Okay, now, it's
a
long balloon. It's about 3.5 feet.
It's called a 260. Okay. Now, the reason it's called that is because it's 2 inches wide.
Yeah.
And it's, when fully inflated, 60 inches long.
Okay.
Although it is rubber, so it doesn't always keep to those dimensions.
Yeah.
Okay, let me do one as well for myself.
Got about 3 inches left of balloon untapped at the end. Oh, blimey. There we are.
There we go. Always make sure you leave a little bit at the end. Pardon
me.
Okay, now then.
We're now both fully armed. Oh, you've got a chocolate brown balloon.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I chose
a
brown
one. Oh, you're doing a Dachshund, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
I knew it. Right.
So, what I want you to do is just to imagine the inflated part of the balloon in thirds. Okay?
Okay,
so just in your head, just imagine where a third would be. Okay. Take the first third.
Yeah.
And we're starting from the nozzle end.
Okay, from the tied up bit.
From the end that put the knot in. Because obviously it needs to go somewhere, which is why we've left the uninflated bit.
I hear you.
So, first third.
Yeah.
Look at the halfway point on that third.
So I've taken the third and I'm holding that with my left hand. And now I'm going to halve that
halve
section.
Halve it and fold it so that the nozzle comes to that third point. Okay, and just hold on to it there.
I'm holding on, baby.
Okay, now... Yeah. Do you remember when you were a child, it happened to me, you used to get Chinese burns?
I do, actually.
Do you remember?
Yeah, my brother.
Okay, we're going to give the balloon a Chinese burn.
Okay.
Now, again, halfway.
So we're now on the double.
We're on the double balloon, and we're going to Chinese burn them both together.
Lovely.
So by twisting them like this, you end up with...
Oh, hello. Okay.
A nose and two ears.
Ah, now, this is where we're already different.
No, it's okay. Yours is fine. I've just, because mine's a Dachshund, I've given it a small nose, but you've given it a long nose, and that's fine.
Okay, thank you
There's
for that.
There's no proportion problems with
There's
the
no
dog.
There's no right or wrong in
if
balloon
If you give it
twisting.
Too long a neck, it becomes a giraffe.
Yes, yeah,
so the dog
right.
is the best thing to learn.
Lovely.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, now, from what's left, we're going to fold that in half, about where the third way point is again.
Okay.
And we're going to fold it in half,
right,
just like we did for the nose.
Yeah.
And again, we're going to Chinese burn it. But this time, where the loop is, that's going to become the legs. Okay?
I
so
hear
you
that.
Can make
okay.
the legs whatever size you want and just Chinese burn it and twist it about three or four times.
Hope you're enjoying this at home.
There we go.
Right, I've done that.
So
oh, hello.
We now have... Now, all you need to do is just turn it so that the nose is pointing forwards.
Ah, yes, okay.
And the feet are pointing down.
Yeah.
There we go. So you've already made two thirds of a dog.
You know it.
Okay, and it actually looks like a dog, you see? Last bit, exactly the same.
Yeah.
Fold what's left.
Yeah.
So it's in half again.
I haven't got much left, have I?
That's not a problem.
This
you've
is
got
classic
perfect.
Generation game
you've
stuff.
Got, you're going to have small back legs, that's
of course.
All.
Yeah, okay.
But some dogs have different proportion
that's just
legs.
A Dachshund, yeah.
And then just twist again, and whatever's left is going to be the tail.
Okay.
And you now have...
Now, let's
yes,
just say.
There you
okay.
go.
There we are.
There you,
you
go.
You now
See,
have
now you have a
dog.
Very small body on yours, but it's not a problem, because it
I've
does
got a
look
sort of
like
Parsons
a dog.
Jack Russell, haven't I?
It is. That's what it is.
I've got a perky little terrier here, in green...
There we go.
Obviously, there'll be photographs of my green balloon matching the lovely Gordon's chalky browner. They'll be going up on the website because I know you're really interested.
And it's one of the easiest models to learn.
Of course it is. That was a breeze.
The beginnings of something new, a new skill for you.
You see, that's another thing with balloon things. You know, kids bring them back from a party or somebody's made them a terrific little helmet, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they just sit and slowly deflate.
They do. If you keep them cool, they'll last a lot longer.
So very much like flowers.
Yes. There was a lady I did an 80th birthday for her, and I was employed to do balloons for the family.
Yeah.
And I was there for hours, and it was great fun. I made pretty much everything I knew at that point. And I gave the lady a bunch of flowers, similar to the ones I did for you. And I said, if you keep them cool, they'll last a long time. The year after, they booked me again. And this lady had put her balloons in the freezer. And when I turned up the year after, she took them out, she thawed them off, and they looked just like they did the day I gave them to her.
Wouldn't the rubber perish in the freezer?
Well, I would have thought so,
yeah.
But I don't know what
clearly
she did.
Clearly there's something up with
her. Something happened. Maybe it wasn't switched on, I don't know.
How lovely, though, to get a return call gig.
Yes.
You must be doing something right, Mr. Gordon.
I like to think so, yes.
I think you're charming. Thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
Mr. Drayson, the very best of good luck for the new year.
Thank you, and to you.
Thank you.